Mark Lowcock's visit to Ethiopia has taken in the Gedeo and Guji zones in the southern region of the country. As many as 800,000 people fled their homes in April in fear of being attacked in ethnic clashes. The UN's humanitarian chief says more help is needed. According to the 2019 Ethiopia Humanitarian Response Plan, the country requires $1.3 billion to cater for those affected by conflicts, drought and floods. But only 51% is funded so far. The security situation in Ethiopia remains a factor the UN and aid agencies have to consider because prolonged stay of people in the camps will lead to more challenges. The UN says it is also battling increasing donor fatigue, but hopes the urgency of the Ethiopian situation will trigger more assistance. The UN humanitarian chief also expressed concern over the safety of aid workers following the murder of two staff of an international non-governmental organization in the southwestern part of Ethiopia. I'm Colette Anjohi in Addis Ababa.